every podcast on the wrestling world. Big Nigga Jim. Jim, what's cracking?
What's happening, baby? It's doing fucking fantastically lately.
Been a while since we had a show go down. Last show we recorded with the Great Mime and Fishbone came out of a total shit show, and I refused to put it up on the internet no matter how many times I try to work magic It just did not
happen.
It just could not. It just sounded like shit. And you know, I have my high standards on audio quality, and I refuse to put on a show that's less than high quality for our 17 listeners.
Yeah. Was it last month that we did a show?
It was early January we did a show. Mid-January, probably about a month ago.
It felt like fucking January. It took 3 months to fucking get through. Like, there were like fucking sub-months in January that we had to get through.
Oh, yeah.
To get to February.
So what happened in the month of January?
Oh, fuck. Dude. Big things fucking happened just in the last fucking couple days. But let me get through the funny bullshit first. So there's this girl I know that I knew through another girl, and we were like casual friends on Facebook. I like hung out with her here and there for like the last like 2 years or so. No big deal. She got a hold of me a couple weeks ago, and her birthday is on Valentine's Day. Well, she asked me, hey, would you go with me to this? Like, my friends are taking me out to dinner, and I don't want to be the only one with a date. And I'm like, you're all right. I've been there, bro. Sure. Why not? And then when I said yes, I immediately was just like, I don't want to do this. And so for, like, weeks, I was just like, God, I don't want to do this because, especially after I said yes, that's when phone calls started. Not texts, phone calls. Unless you are like Nemo or you're being kidnapped and you could just barely get to a phone for 5 seconds or you're dying and in the hospital, I don't want to know your phone calls. Just text me. It's fine. I'll get it. No, she wants to call me. I mean, she was on the phone for fucking like 2-3 hours or something. And it was like, fine, whatever. We talk, whatever. So then the next night, I'm coming home from work. I'm driving home from work. That's a 40-minute drive. It's a nice drive at night. There's like no traffic out. Like, I was like, that's my time for podcasts and fucking hanging out. And she fucking calls. What are you doing? I'll tell you what I'm fucking doing. Fucking talking to somebody I don't really want to talk to. On my fucking sacred drive home, you fucking crazy ass bitch. So I get home and I call her. This call lasted all of, I don't know, maybe 15 minutes because all she did was just like, she said, hey, nothing. I mean, dead silence after I said, hey, back. And then the rest of the time was like little spurts of her yelling at her dogs. I'm like, oh, no, I gotta go. So I hung up. And she's like mid-20s and like one of these really like flighty chicks that are just like, oh my God, like talking like that all the time. And I'm not about it at all in the slightest. That is so irritating to me. So, come Valentine's Day, I'm just like, you know what? Like, we'll just see what happens. I don't know what's going to happen. So I text her happy birthday at like noon. I take me and mom to go see Brian and Mary's new baby. We go have dinner. We come back. We get back here around 5 o'clock or so. She texts me back, thanks, happy Valentine's Day, with a bunch of like kissy face emojis.
That's how you know it's serious.
Now, oh, shit. Except that it wasn't, because no text after that. She didn't, like, mention anything about going out to dinner, anything about doing anything. I think she kind of fucking picked up on my, like, irritation of her fucking calling me and constantly, like, fucking smothering me. It's like, hey, lady, we're not, like, an official thing. Like, piss off. please.
Did you guys have any in-person interaction post you saying yes, you go to dinner on Valentine's Day?
Oh, we have met before.
No, I'm not saying prior to her saying, hey, come have dinner. I'm just saying come have dinner and her birthday. Did you interact in person at any time?
Yeah, I went over and hung out with her and one of her friends. The friend that I met her through.
Okay.
So hung out a little bit, and then that's like, oh my god, you know, like that fucking list. I'm like, oh, this, I've made a terrible mistake. I'm sorry, you're gonna be alone and sad on your Valentine's birthday. I apologize, but I can't do this. So, anyway, let's flash forward to just this past fucking Friday, which is, you know, this week, this last week of Valentine's Day.
Right, of course.
The week of Valentine's Day. Buddy Robert, he was going to a show at Knuckleheads. He asked if I could swing.
I thought you said Buddy Roberts, and I was like, I'm pretty sure that guy's dead.
No, I thought that too. My friend Robert asked me if I would pick him up from this show at Knuckleheads after I got off work and, you know, take him and another friend of ours back up north. I was like, yeah, that's fine. So I get off work, I go down there, we're hanging out, and I'm just kind of standing there drinking beer, and there's this girl standing there by herself too, and she started talking to me, she asked me about, it might have been my Bullet Club hat or something, or I think she was asking me about if I listened to like the last podcast on the left or whatever, which I've heard of, but I've never listened to it. And we pretty much just talked. Huh?
I said, speaking of Freebirds.
Freebird.
That's where they live, the last house on the left.
Oh, that's right. That's right. On Bad Street, USA.
Yeah, because the further down you go, the better it gets, and they live in the last house on the left.
So we just like kept talking, and she was like asking me about wrestling, and I was like telling her about stuff, and she was like really fucking responding to shit like that. And then we were talking about like fucking movies and all this other shit and just everything, and we hung out the rest of that night, went back to her house. Nothing happened, just a lot of like talking and making out and talking and more making out and then more talking. I got home at 7:30 in the morning. Slept until about fucking 12:30 or so. Had to go to work at 4. Didn't see her Saturday night. Hung out with her after I got off work yesterday afternoon. She's pretty fucking awesome. Probably like not since my last girlfriend have I met anybody close to it. So I don't know. It's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Pretty happy about it.
That's pretty
cool. And I was telling her yesterday when we were hanging out, I started telling her about Shinsuke Nakamura.
Mm-hmm.
And so I showed her AJ versus Shinsuke at Wrestle Kingdom 10, mm-hmm. or Wrestle Kingdom 10. And then I showed her right after that Shinsuke versus Sami Zayn. At TakeOver.
So that's why NXT TakeOver Dallas is in my recently watched list on the network.
That's happened. Yes. Yeah. That's why that happened. And, dude, she fucking loved it. She fucking loved it. She loves Nakamura now. Like, she fucking gets
it. Be honest. Who can honestly look at Nakamura and not fall in love with that man?
Right. And the crazy thing is, like, there's not a hint of, like, weird shadiness about this chick. She's got, like, no fucking, like, bipolar confidence fucking issues.
She doesn't have tumors in her feet.
No, none of that. That's especially true. She had a good job until today, which really sucks. She's going to get back up on her feet, but what she does is she harvests organs for transplants. She worked for a company that did that.
She doesn't work for a Mexican drug cartel, does she? Because they do the same thing.
No, it wasn't a drug cartel, because I'm sure she wouldn't have gotten fired so peacefully. So, if that were the case. But no, I don't know what happened, and, you know, it wouldn't be my place to say anything anyway, but she was let go from her job today. She's been there for quite a few years. She's got like a really fucking nice house in fucking Gladstone. It's just like, what?
Just her by herself?
Yeah. Just by herself. No kids. She has two cats. She just got divorced. And they're sharing custody of the cats, which is not as crazy as it sounds because Doug did the same thing with his ex-girlfriend with Mackenzie.
Okay.
But that was until Doug fed Mackenzie a large pepperoni pizza from Papa John's all to herself and then gave her to his girlfriend for the weekend. And when the dog went over to his girlfriend's house, to his ex-girlfriend's house, ex-fiance's house for the weekend, that dog had explosive diarrhea all over the house.
Was this intentional?
Yes. He intentionally did this.
That's fucking
He was working at Papa John's at the time. I was there at the house too. He like fucking came home and fucking opened the pizza box and just laid the pizza box down in front of her and she just fucking went to town on it. She like hesitated first and Doug was like, no, go on, girl, it's okay. She fucking ate that whole fucking pizza. And then, like, I mean, this was like minutes before his fiance showed up. Got her in the car. I think they got all the way home before she just, like, explosive fucking shit everywhere.
That's a good little con.
That was a, yeah. Sent her in like a fucking Trojan horse full of shit.
That's like, fucking great.
Brilliant. So fucking enough about me. Good brother. I haven't talked to you for a while. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, Jim. I'm doing good. I just got back from a little trip in Southern Illinois, St. Louis area. A very not crip place.
Yeah, that place is so good.
Little Valentine's Day ski trip. Did that whole thing. Pretty much same old, working my ass off, trying to make this money, pay them gimmicks they call bills. I got this fresh new smartwatch. Look at this shit. I feel like the Batman. Look at it spin.
Oh, shit, dude.
Right?
Oh, that's like around the fucking edge you just...
Yes, dude.
Power Rangers.
Right? Right? Yes. Of course, the ringtone is a Power Rangers communicator sound. You know this, right?
It has to be.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Is that a ringtone just for the watch? It has to be the Power Rangers, right?
I mean, your hands are tied, really. Like,
of course. It has the fucking Samsung Pay gimmick in the watch. So, like, anytime I buy anything, I'm using my watch. Because I fucking hold the back button and then hold it up to the fucking where you swipe the card. Yeah. And it pays. Boom. Magic.
That's fucking crazy.
So I was coming from St. Louis. I was in some redneck town in the middle of nowhere in Illinois. And I was buying some breakfast at the truck stop. And I'm like, I'm paying my watch. And the chick's like, well, they don't have that here. I'm like, yes, you fucking do. Boom. And she's
he's from the future, bitch.
And I'm like, yeah, I'm the fucking Batman.
That's Batman shit.
And the
that's
table full of redneck truckers all popped when I did it. It was so awesome.
Now that's crip.
Yeah.
That's crip.
Feels crip as fuck.
By the way, I'm loving how you, me, and Myman have started using that. It fucking makes me laugh every time I see it. Especially with the baby. When the baby's there.
Hey, you have a crip son. That's awesome.
Yeah. Oh my God. That is fucking great. Impressive redneck working.
Cool new gadgets that do this. They spin around. Look at that. Look at that. Play music for
that. Yes. That's
speaking of music, are you going to go see Iron Maiden when they come through Kansas City?
I don't know, man, because those tickets do not fuck around. Like, those are expensive tickets. Like,
right,
only the
fucking Center, right?
Yeah, yeah. They are very expensive.
Have you ever seen Iron Maiden live?
I haven't. Last time they came through, I was in the fucking situation. I didn't have any money. Doug offered to pay for my ticket. I'm like, no, I don't. Like, cause if you pay for my ticket, I'm not going to have any money to pay you back. I just didn't want anybody to fucking pay for me to go. So I just didn't go. That was my punishment.
I think you owe it to yourself. I thought about going to see Red Hot Chili Peppers at Sprint Center, but I didn't want to spend $99.
Yeah, see, that's...
And I spent $90 with the Alkaline Trio in a tiny venue, so, I mean... See,
those Iron tickets are about, like, that $99 fucking somewhere in that range. I'm just like, I know I should, but... But that's
your favorite band.
Oh, I know. I love Iron Maiden. I know.
I think you should treat yourself, Jim. You worked so hard to get to the level that you're at now. You deserve to see Iron Maiden live at least once in your life.
Yeah. I am seeing Unknown Henson March 4th thanks to the new chick I'm seeing.
You've seen Unknown Henson like 7 times, though.
Yeah, I know, but I haven't seen him for a while.
Yeah.
Henson bought his tickets yesterday.
That's what's up.
So, yeah. So I'm pretty excited to do that. And I'm fucking... I know Henson puts on such a fucking awesome show. Like, I can't pretend like I don't want to go see it again.
Of course, of course. I saw Less Than Jake a couple weeks ago. That was pretty fun. Except for all the, like, fucking reggae bands. Mm. And, like, encouraged a lot of weed smoking to the point where I was sick to my stomach from all the weed smoke. It was a side effect of the marijuana poisoning.
I'm so sick.
They had these two fucking frat boys, right, that were there to see the band Pepper, obviously, because Pepper was like a really douchey reggae band where all their songs are about banging chicks. And so they had these two stereotypical 80s movies bullies that, and a circle pit broke out when Red City Radio was playing, and they were throwing cups at the people in the circle pit, and I was ready to punch them in the face. If they threw another cup, I was going to find a cup and throw it right in their fucking face, because they were just being dicks. They were laughing like it was the funniest thing in the world. It was pissing me off.
Yeah.
And harassing fucking women and shit, and I'm just like, I do not have time for this shit right now.
Fucking broke out that fucking death blow on him, man, that fucking elbow.
I molded up my elbow pad, I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, that was a good little time to see some Less Than Jake.
Yeah. I don't think I've been to a concert since the last Unknown Henson show I went to, honestly.
Really?
Huh. No, that's a lie. I did go see, I saw, Flogging Molly, 2 years ago now. Yeah.
I was always more of a Dropkick Murphys guy.
I am too, but this was like, I'd never seen Flogging Molly before, and somebody offered to buy the ticket, and I was like, okay, this is when I could pay people back, so.
Yeah, it looks like the floor for Iron Maiden is $97.50.
Yeah, see, like, that's...
That's a good little chunk of change. You can wash some extra dishes to take care of that.
I'll get paid by the dish if I get it.
You should renegotiate your contract.
Man, yeah, that, goddamn, wouldn't that be fucking something? Paid by the fucking dish.
Everything's on wood anyway, so all you gotta do is cut down some extra trees.
We do have regular plates there, you know.
I know that. I thought everything came on a board.
There's like a specialty, like, there's smorgasbords. So there's like a bunch of different varieties of them that you can get. But in addition to that, we have like meatballs that you can put on a plate and stuff. And then like steak, it goes into like a tiny like cast iron skillet and shit. So, but, yeah, it's all dope. Croaksome Club, if you're in the KC Mo area.
Come get your lutefisk.
Yeah, except we don't have that right now.
You get your sweetest meatball sandwich.
There you go.
So speaking of all the music, I was thinking about some new concept for the show, Jim. How about this? How about every other week we do an album review?
You know what? I'm into this because it might force me to start listening to some more music.
That's what I was thinking also, because I feel like I haven't evolved past 2008. So.
Yeah.
So this is going to be the way it works. I bring an album 1 week, you bring the next album.
Okay.
It could be pretty much anything. It could be something that you listen to forever, think I would like, or think I would hate, and have good comments to make about it, or you want me to hear. Or it can be something that's new, a new album by let's say the band Ghost, who we talked about recently, they're tearing up the charts in the metal scene, who I've never listened to before, and are touring with Iron Maiden.
I've only listened to that snippet from the Takeover special.
Right.
I honestly have not sat down and listened to it.
Something like that. We find somebody who has an album out, and we're like, hey, this is what we're reviewing this week. And then we'll go blast through the album, see if we like it or not, and we'll play songs from the album to open and close the show. You pick a song, I pick a song, we'll open and close the show with the song that we pick.
All right.
So we'll do that starting next week. Hopefully by the end of the show, I'll pick an album that we'll review. So give me the next 45 minutes to figure that out.
Gotcha.
But anyway, wrestling. What's going on in the wrestling world, Jim?
Man, something's happening on Raw, man. They're fucking, something big's getting put together, and I'm kind of enjoying it. Even though, like, I, like, kind of got shitty about the Rumble, which I probably shouldn't have, but like
Rumble was such a good show.
It was like when I look back on it, like I really did fucking enjoy watching it, and it was just like, it was just, you know, I wanted to see somebody different win besides somebody that, like, you know, like Orton or something. But it was like
the thing about Orton winning, Bray Wyatt wins the title.
Which is fine, and they're doing that cool thing where it's like Randy Orton's like refusing to fucking go against Bray Wyatt at WrestleMania. And so that's pretty sweet. But it's just, I think in that moment, it was just like how cool would it have been if fucking Sami Zayn had won, or fucking like Finn Balor came back at the Rumble and fucking won or something, you know, but, hey, it is what it is. It's fine. I'm, you know, it's all good now. And I didn't hate that whole show. It was just like, I was in a weird place at the end of the Royal Rumble. It was like I liked it, but I was bummed, but I was half. It was like a big ball of fucking weird emotion.
And I mean, when you look at it in the grand scheme, Randy Orton won the Royal Rumble in 2009.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago.
Right.
So it's not like he's been like winning every Royal Rumble or won 2 years ago like Batista or whatever.
Yeah.
Also, this is pretty much their way of saying, hey, thanks for letting Brock Lesnar bash your head in.
Right, yeah.
So
yeah.
We gotta throw you a bone by giving you the spotlight match at WrestleMania.
Also, like, I also feel like a lot of this stuff, like the good shit that's been happening with Bray lately, that he's finally, like, getting the fucking push that he's so fucking needed from day goddamn one, he's fucking deserved it. I keep seeing this thing with Randy Orton and he's in the Wyatt family, and it's been happening for so long because I didn't think it was going to last this long.
Mm-hmm.
As it,
I didn't even think it was. I think it was going to last like a week. I thought it was going to be like a fake term, but it was like, he's really in the Wyatts.
Daniel Bryan went to the Wyatt family.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, but I've kind of noticed, like, I think Randy, like, is like a lot of stuff. I think Randy is like insisting on, like, hey, do this for Bray, or like, I want to do this for Bray. I want to, like, go, you know, put him over. I want him to, like, beat me, you know, like, I want, like, he liked Bray. He loves that character, and I can, like, you can tell how big a fan Randy is of Bray Wyatt, I think. That's what I've been feeling watching it lately.
Mm-hmm.
Is that he's just like, he's a fan of Bray Wyatt, and he's just like all of us. Right now, it's like he wants to see fucking Bray Wyatt, you know, get to where he should be, you know, because he's just that good of a performer. So,
and you know, we're gonna get a dope ass Bray Wyatt entrance at WrestleMania.
Oh God, dude! Oh God, WrestleMania.
We didn't get one last year.
I don't know why. Like the last two WrestleManias, like I haven't been like super excited for. They've all turned out like pretty decently. This one, I'm like, seriously fucking really, really excited for. I don't know, man. There's just certain, and like I said, like they're putting something big together on Raw that is involving Triple H, Samoa Joe, Kevin Owens, the Good Brothers, and Charlotte. That's this fucking team, and Stephanie. That's this fucking, like, new team they're about to fucking put together. Mark my damn word, all this podcast, Rock and Wrestling, anytime I say something like that on the podcast, it always comes true.
I mean, no jinx it, Jim. Come on.
That's why, well, that's why I didn't put anything on Twitter or whatever. That's why I was saving it to vocalize it to on a platform to somebody else that this is what's happening.
So Samoa Joe, Kevin Owens, Good Brothers, Anderson and Gallows, Charlotte, with Triple H and Stephanie back in them.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
This is my group. Because
the Horseman click.
Here's the, like, okay, you got, like, okay, Samoa Joe shows up with Triple H in the limousine. Kevin Owens talks to Triple H. Kevin Owens.
Secret meeting. We never saw what they talked about.
Yeah.
Obviously, it has something to do with getting rid of Jericho.
That's.
Oh, shit.
Jericho that night. Then later on, Samoa Joe annihilated Sami Zayn.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight, oh, and then the Good Brothers were backing up Stephanie against Roman Reigns.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? This week, one of the, like, the not the main event match, but Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn, before Sami can even get to the ring, Samoa Joe beats the fuck out of him. God, Samoa Joe is fucking awesome. Like, every time I see him, he's just so killing
good.
It right now.
So good.
Jesus Christ. And Kevin Owens is just, like, standing there on the ropes, just watching it. Samoa Joe leaves. Kevin Owens fucking beats Sami Zayn. Good Brothers, again, backing up Stephanie against Roman Reigns. They have another handicap match. Yeah, they won
this one. They lost last week for kicking too much ass.
Yeah.
They got disqualified for double teaming in a handicap match. Because that's a thing now.
Right, yeah.
Stupid.
So, then tonight, the added Charlotte Flair in the bit with Bayley, where Charlotte comes out, or Stephanie comes out in defense of Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
And then Charlotte comes out for Steph. Wheels are turning. These little fucking things, it's like they're too, I'm like fucking like putting up pictures with fucking yarn on the wall and shit now. Like,
like the question?
Yeah. Like the fucking, yeah, I'm going to fucking go to the next show with a fucking blank face mask. Oh, fuck. Yeah, but and I mentioned this to you last week too. I think we were texting about it, and you said you had this fucking name, Strong Style Horseman. And I'm just like, that's such a fucking awesome name, but it's like, it's almost like they can't use it because Shinsuke is not a part of the group.
Right.
But it's such a fucking badass name though. Fuck you for being that bad. That's such an awesome name. Yeah, that's what I'm really excited, and all that leading to WrestleMania. Cause I think, like, I'm hoping not at Fastlane. Maybe they'll fucking save for Mania, Sami Zayn versus Samoa Joe.
No, that's Fastlane.
Is it going to be Fastlane? Well, either way, it's Sami Zayn versus Samoa Joe. Like, it's going to be fucking awesome, no matter where it is.
I don't know what you do with Joe at WrestleMania. Maybe Finn Balor. Who knows?
Oh, yeah. Maybe. God, but then, Seth, because if Seth gets back for Mania, it's him versus Triple H.
Definitely.
So, I don't know. If Owens is still Universal Champion.
It's Owens and Jericho.
Owens and Jericho?
Jericho.
Yeah,
there's no way Kevin Owens is winning that title. Winning that title. It's going to be Brock and Goldberg in the end for the belt.
Yeah.
Let's see. It's Brock and Goldberg, Owens and Jericho, Bray and Randy, Rollins and Hunter. The hoes, it's Charlotte, Sasha, Bayley and Nia.
I thought you were going to say Dana Brooke. God damn it. What a fucking calamity, that fucking woman. Oh my God. Did you see her run into the goddamn ring tonight?
No.
You didn't? Oh my God.
I wasn't paying attention.
Holy shit, you gotta go back and watch this shit. She's doing the weirdest fucking, like, mall walker jog thing. And Bailey's at the comment at the fucking table, and she runs up behind her and like fucking like shoves her, and she just like face plants the fucking floor. It was the funniest fucking thing I've ever seen. Oh, like before she could even do anything to like interfere in the match, like Bailey just like shoves her. She like looks like a 2x4, just flat face. Oh god, it was so funny. Oh, she is like. And then last week, it's like, dear God, like, would you stop with this? Like, she was fun in NXT, but now it's just like, good God.
She had Emma.
Yeah, she had Emma. Speaking of which, fuck with that woman.
We'll get to that. Let's go run down this WrestleMania card, though. John Cena and Nikki Bella against Miz and Maryse.
Okay, yeah.
I hope this doesn't happen, but the rumor AJ Styles and Shane McMahon.
Oh, no. No, not with Kurt Angle fucking coming back, getting inducted to the Hall of Fame. You gotta have Kurt Angle versus AJ Styles at fucking WrestleMania. Are you kidding me?
Kurt Angle can't pass medicals. Yeah. AJ Styles and Shane McMahon. That's really fucking teasing if you watch Talking Smack.
They would let fucking Kurt Angle fucking
Shaq and Big Show.
Yeah, Shaq and Big Show, we already know that for sure.
Yeah. But like that leaves like Samoa Joe with nobody to wrestle. Who knows what's going on with the SmackDown women's belt? If they're gonna do a singles, they're gonna do a multi person. Who knows what's going on with the Intercontinental title with Dean Ambrose? It might be really Baron Corbin.
I really hope they don't do another goddamn ladder match for the fucking Intercontinental title. 2 years in a row? Stop it. Fucking stop it. Stop it right now. Go to your room.
I'd rather see like AJ Styles, Baron Corbin, and Dean Ambrose in a three-way for the IC title and AJ wins the IC title.
Luke Harper.
That's what I'd like to see.
Harper.
Yeah, who knows what Harper's going to do.
Yeah. I say fucking... Give IC title to fucking Luke Harper.
Yeah.
Fucking send him down to Memphis. Oh, gas up his ass. Send him all up to Memphis. I've been watching way too much Good Brothers lately. Oh my God. Like, because I downloaded that fucking, that Bullet Club party, that High Spots video.
Yep.
I'd never seen it. I watched that. That's like fucking 2.5 hours. Of them fucking getting plastered doing Stone Cold voice. I was listening to all the fucking the talking shops that they did for Talk Is Jericho so far.
Mm-hmm.
And those were all like really funny. The one with Braun Strowman was really good.
Yeah.
And then they did another one with Enzo Amore.
Yep, in Mexico. Yeah. In fucking Mexico.
Yeah. So yeah, like
you gotta go back to the OG talking shops. Those are where it's at.
Yeah. I've only listened to like a handful of those of the original.
Fuck yeah. Shout out to MLW Radio.
Hashtag worst podcast ever.
Those Good Brothers. I'm glad they got the belts, man. They need it.
They're fucking killing it right now in their fucking like Hulk and Skull 90s bullies fucking persona. Calling everyone nerds and dweebs. I fucking love it. It's the fucking greatest.
Shout out to the hot Asian wife.
Yeah, hot Asian wife. This is what they should have been doing the entire time. So.
Hot Asian wife who follows me on Twitter, by the way. Boom.
I guess fucking did you, I just found out in the last talk, and I didn't know Gallows and Amber got fucking, Bullet Babe got divorced.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I didn't know if that was a shoot ski.
Huh? No.
If that was a shoot ski.
Yeah. Because I guess the last one with Enzo Amore, they were talking about Gallows being newly single, being a newly single Gallows, and how fucking dangerous it is. Oh, man.
Well, ladies, go for it. Go for it. Go for it.
Plus, you have to gnaw him down this road.
Speaking of which, Sonny has been killing it.
Dude, Sonny has been fucking, like, insane lately. They've really ratcheted things up this season.
Yeah.
It's like them turning black and...
God. The Making a Murderer, that was fucking great. Because I watched both The Jinx and Making a Murderer, and that's what they were parodying both of those. That shit was hilarious.
Mac finally fucking coming out of the closet for good with his fucking fist bike. No, see, you get you're like, you're up here and you're riding, but if you get tired and you start to sit down, boom, shoots you right back up. Oh my god. Yeah.
Should I get the bike?
What was this? Like, the stripper thought his rock bottom was sleeping with D and all this. And then she fucking duped him into doing a lap dance on his daughter. And she's like, now you hit rock bottom.
That was like a very, very Dennis thing of D to do.
Yeah, that was, yeah. That was
fucking great.
That was insane.
You're going to be my boy.
Really enjoying it. I need to.
So, yeah, so I'm trying to figure out what albums we should review. Let me go ahead and hit my
most We still haven't reviewed fucking Surf's Up 2.
I watched that whole fucking movie. Did you watch it?
Have you watched it?
Yes.
We did watch it. I haven't watched it because we hadn't done anything and I hadn't had time to watch it.
I told you we were going to review that shit. I watched that whole fucking movie.
How awful was it?
It was pretty bad. It was pretty bad, Jim.
I'll bet. You know what? I would rather watch that than fucking The Resurrection of Gavin Stone.
So Surf's Up 2, we're going to give it a little micro review. It's like the characters from Surf's Up 1, by the way, an Oscar-nominated movie, are hanging out on the beach. Diedrich Bader's in this movie, so it's slightly less bad.
Is he doing a voice from The King of the Hill? They're just jealous of my punk.
Yep, exactly that voice.
Really? That's actually kind of awesome.
So he's like, yeah, he's this really jacked up surfing penguin or something. And like the wrestlers are this surf collective called the Hang Five. And you got like John Cena and Undertaker and Paige and Triple H and Vince. And Vince is the oldest one, so he's retiring. And they're looking for a new fifth member. So they come to this island where all the characters live, and they're like, hey, we're looking for our fifth member. One of you guys are going to replace. So, like, they recruit this bitch. And, like, then John Cena wants the main guy to be, like, his guy. And Triple H is like, I want a guy. So he gives Diedrich Bader. And Undertaker takes this chicken played by Napoleon Dynamite because he's like, I need lunch. So they all have their proteges, and they go on this adventure surfing around the world and shit. And then it's like, oh, the main guy wants to, doesn't know about teamwork, whatever the fuck, and he just wants to leave the island and doesn't want to take care of the kids that respect him as a hero now, whatever the fuck. And then they end up saving everybody, and then he ends up, they say, hey, you can join our team. He's like, no, I'm going to stay at home because I learned the meaning of family, or whatever the fuck. So, yeah, that movie was so pointless.
Wow.
Random references to wrestling just because it's like, oh, yeah, we're the wrestlers. We had a match, and John Cena did the You Can't See Me, and he's like this jacked up penguin, and Triple H is there. He's like a douche. He's making surfer jokes, which is actually kind of funny. He's like, what do you call a surfer that just broke up with his girlfriend? And he's like, what? He says, homeless. I was like, oh, that's kind of funny.
Oh, God. You know what? Still, I'm better than Gavin Stone. I'm almost certain. Because I watched the fucking the Cinema Snob. The guy who plays Cinema Snob, he does like these midnight screening reviews or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they went and saw The Resurrection of Gavin Stone, and I watched the review for it, and it was just like it just wasn't a good, like it wasn't good because it was Christian or anything. It just wasn't a good movie at all.
Basically, like, mention what Shawn Michaels did, so I'm still curious as to how Shawn Michaels held up the performance in the movie.
Yeah.
Super kicked anybody.
Probably not.
If we told anybody he had two words for him?
Dolph Ziggler sure super kicked people when he played a cop in that other movie with Kane.
He super kicked Rusev.
I haven't watched that movie, but I remember that fucking scene from the trailer.
I did, and it's really bad. It makes you think there's going to be more stuff going on at the arena than there actually is. It's really just that one scene.
That's hilarious. Oh, my God.
But so Kane's awesome in that movie.
Speaking of fucking movie, how about this fucking movie The Rock is fucking... this movie about Paige and her family that The Rock's making. You heard about this?
I did. He likens the Fighting With My Family documentary as a movie. Yeah,
which I haven't seen. But he did get Stephen Merchant to fucking write and direct it, and I really like Stephen Merchant, so I'm pretty excited to see it.
Who, pray tell, Jim, is Stephen Merchant?
Stephen Merchant is Ricky Gervais's... he was his writing partner for The Office, for Extras. He's playing Caliban. And I think he played Caliban in X-Men Apocalypse, and he's playing him again in Logan.
Okay.
He was on a show. He had his own show a few years ago called Hello Ladies. It's on HBO. It's really funny. That dude is really funny. He's British. I know you're not into British people, but give it a chance because that dude is really funny. And he's really the fucking, like, one of the tallest fucking people I've ever seen in my life. Like, he might be, like, the same height as Big Show. I don't know. Like, he, or at least close to it. He is a fucking tall motherfucker.
So, Vince Vaughn's in this Paige movie.
Yeah.
Thea Trinidad is playing AJ Lee.
Oh, really?
They put AJ Lee in this movie.
That's crazy.
Nick then, Cross is playing Paige's dad.
And then I know... fucking Tessa Blanchard's in it too, but they didn't say.
In it. Who knows? She'd probably be doing stunts or something. Who knows?
Yeah, but fucking yeah, Trinidad's kind of got like way bigger tits than AJ Lee. I'm just saying. So, and I think she's
she's with black.
She's with Austin Aries.
Oh no, she's Mexican. That's Rosita from TNA.
Yeah,
she's kind of a lot blacker than AJ Lee.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess. Yeah. It is a movie, so.
So, yeah. I guess, whatever.
Who's this bitch that's playing Paige? Some bitch named Florence Pugh.
Yeah.
I don't know. Huh.
Looking forward to seeing how this goes.
This is like a real movie with, like, real actors and shit.
I know. And it's coming together so fucking quick, too. Like.
Filming already.
Yeah. He just fucking announced it, like. What, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Like,
so look forward to our review of Fighting With My Family, produced by The Rock.
I feel like The Rock, like, he, like, closes his eyes and that's sleep.
he blinks several times throughout the day, and that's
like,
enough
he
for The
blinks,
Rock.
He blinks, and it's the equivalent of 8 hours sleep.
Yeah.
And he's fine.
I only wish that I had the work ethic of The Rock.
Right?
Just because I'm a lazy motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. But it's great. Lazy. It takes too much work to be The Rock.
It does. Jeez.
Like, I can't fucking be, like, in every goddamn movie and do ballers and
like
fucking...
The Rock's like, I have all that time on my hand. I'm just going to get gigantic.
Yeah.
So, God. Like, if I'm not making a movie, I might as well be in the gym because I have to keep up this pump. And gotcha. So he just gets, like, he makes 90s Rock look like a bitch.
Yeah, right? Every time I see him, and then it's like, every time I see, like, old Rock, I'm just like, wow. Like, you don't even know what's coming. It's so weird going back and, like, watching old Rock stuff, because it's just like, you don't know how fucking rich you're about to be, how fucking huge your body is about to become. Like, you just have no idea. So... but good for him, man.
Shout out to The Rock. I know he's listening.
We know you're listening in between blanks.
New Japan, Jim. Did you watch any of the New Japan pay-per-views from this month?
Shit. Yes, I did.
Beginning in Osaka and Sapporo.
I watched Okada versus Suzuki. And I watched, what was the main event from this last one?
Naito and Elgin.
That's right. I watched that. Yeah, I watched Naito and Elgin. And Hiromu versus Dragon Lee. I watched that shit. That was fucking awesome.
Fuck yeah. Okay. Matt Sydal, not Matt Sydal, what's his name? Will Ospreay and Shibata.
Oh, right. That was awesome, too. That was, because you were texting me that morning and was just like, dude, watch this shit.
It was pretty dope.
It was awesome.
Pretty dope. And Taka Michinoku's theme song was also really dope.
Yeah. Just seeing Taka Michinoku again is really dope. Like, I hadn't seen him fucking wrestle for so long, not since fucking Attitude Era.
Yeah.
Or probably since like him and Funaki. It was just like him and Funaki were Kai and Tai. This is a tag. Yeah.
I was watching New Japan a few years ago when he was in Suzuki Gun before they all left to Noah. What'd you think of Suzuki and Okada? And does Minoru Suzuki not have the best music in wrestling?
Yes. Also. Well, I can't really remember his music. But I do remember I liked it.
Yeah,
so I will agree with you that way.
It's like a bitch singing about ninjas is really what it is.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
It's called Kaze Ninare, which is like a ninja for Become the Wind. so you always hear that phrase in like ninja movies and shit.
That's awesome.
So yeah, it's a really awesome fucking theme song.
That's awesome. But the whole thing of that match, I'm like, by the end of it, I was just like, how in the fuck does Okada still have a leg attached to his body?
The best part of that match was Red Shoes just telling him to tap out.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, tap, tap. He's hitting the mat. He's like, tap, yeah. Tap. I'm like, oh, that's so fucking
great.
And
then he just nailed him with the fucking Rainmaker. He got him with two. It took two of them, didn't it?
Three.
Was it three? Okay.
Three, yeah.
I remember it was that, yeah, it was that last one where he just, like, fucking laid it all the fucking way.
Okada's a man.
Yeah, Okada is the fucking man. Good God. Good God. Like, if WWE comes a court and, like, New Japan better fucking pony up that dough. Like, because if he's gone, God knows what's going to happen to him, dude.
He's Japanese The Rock. In like 10 years, he's gonna be fucking ridiculously large.
Yeah,
and yeah. The movie's about
I can't think.
Fucking Naito's life or some shit.
In my head, I'm putting Okada's head on The Rock's body, and it's hilarious to me. Oh wow, I can't, man.
Well, he's gonna look like King does in the new Tekken, where you have Okada's gear.
Uh-huh.
Did you see the match where Okada wrestled with the fucking mask on in the, I think it was the last night of Fantastica Mania. And he wrestled with the King mask on.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that was pretty dope.
King from Tekken?
Yeah.
Oh, tight.
Because King has like an alternate Rainmaker attire and does the Rainmaker.
That is awesome as fuck, man.
Yeah, fuck yeah. And then, like, the Yakuza gang, they have, like, New Japan gangs in there. So they have, like, a Bullet Club gang.
Nice.
They have, like, a Chaos gang and shit. And, like, I think they have an LIJ gang.
This game.
Yeah.
I feel like I've seen that game. What's it called again?
Yakuza. I think it's Yakuza 9.
Yakuza 9.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I feel like I've seen a screenshot of that somewhere. Maybe Kenny Omega retweeted it or something. I don't know.
Maybe. What did you think of Hiromu Takahashi against Dragon Lee?
Man. Like, I'd only seen, like, the clips of them, like, having their matches and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, they fucking killed it. Takahashi is the fucking man. I fucking love that dude. The good Takahashi.
The good Takahashi.
No, I shouldn't say it. Because, like, I don't know. There's something I still kind of like Yujiro Takahashi because he's got the fucking Tokyo Pimp. Poe train.
Oh, yeah.
Weird rabbit lady.
Weird rabbit lady. At Wrestle Kingdom, he had a black bitch. Like, he had a black Japanese bitch. Like,
yeah.
Where do you find those?
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea. Probably the same place Mr. Terrific gets his hair fucking super speed corn road.
Yeah. Barry Allen just comes through real quick and does that shit.
dude, I can't keep doing this. I have things to do. I know I'm faster than your life, but what the fuck, dude? Can't you just fucking pull it back in a bun? Xavier Woods does it, and he looks awesome.
Are you ready for Gorilla City?
Oh, God. I don't know. I don't know if I am ready for Gorilla City, because it's just going to be so fucking awesome. Like, I'm really hoping for Grodd talking with, like, his mouth and words instead of, like, through people's heads. I kind of hope that, but he's still, like, telepathic and shit.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm really excited to see, what's the name of that general from fucking Justice League? Cause I know he was, like, a, like, main gorilla character.
Ultra Humanite?
No, not Humanite. Oh, okay. Although, God. Dude, oh my God. If they fucking have Ultra Humanite there, I don't know, dude. I'm gonna pop so fucking huge, dude. If fucking Ultra Humanite goes up. Oh my God. And if Ultra Humanite almost has to be voiced by Kelsey Grammer. Or David Hyde Pierce. One of the two.
They're like, the same person.
Yeah, they're the same person. They're both on Frasier. They both have that voice. Like, it's so awesome. I'm very excited.
Shout out to The Flash. I cannot wait.
Yeah.
Supergirl's been killing it.
Mm-hmm. Mitchell. I can never say that dude's name. Mitchell, I don't care.
Pitlick?
Yeah, I don't care how many times how many times I sit there and watch somebody say it and listen to somebody say it. I can't say it.
Pitlick.
Mitchell Pitlick. Mix is Pitlick.
That's close.
I've never been able to fucking figure it out. But I do kind of wish they had went with somebody a little more dorky looking instead of
like sexy Mix's Pitlick.
I mean, I'm sure he'll be fine and everything, and it's awesome that just the character is there, but like. Wouldn't it have been cooler if it was like Patton Oswalt or something?
That would have been awesome.
Or like Danny DeVito.
Wasn't it like Gilbert Gottfried on Lois and Clark?
Oh my God! Yes, it was Gilbert Gottfried. They could have had him because it's so much funnier that like a fucking like a little like dorky guy is fucking like trying to get to Supergirl.
Gadd.
Yeah, well, no, anybody but him. I don't like that guy.
Love Josh Gad.
It's like, if I'm watching you, I might as well just go watch Jonah Hill. Like,
but Jonah Hill can't sing, so.
No, he can't. But Josh Gad is just, I just don't find him funny. I don't know what to tell you. But
Well, I never said he was funny.
Yeah.
He's just nerdy.
Yeah. But yeah, it's still going to be awesome. Like, I'm going to watch it whenever it hits that CW app.
Boom.
Was Arrow on last week?
Yes, it was.
Okay, then I got Arrow and Legends to watch from last week.
It was a super weird, like, if you watch it, like, on my DVR... Super weird because there's like this disclaimer that plays at the beginning, like, this episode contains strong content not suitable for all viewers. And then it was like a commercial break where it's like, this program has been paid for and does not reflect the views of this network. I'm like, this ain't a paid program. This is an episode of your fucking TV show. The reason was, like, the message of the show was like stronger gun control because this dude fucking shot up City Hall and shit. And I guess the network doesn't want to take a stance on gun control, so they put all these disclaimers before the episode.
Wow, this is Arrow?
Fucking weird. This is Arrow, yeah.
Wow.
You get a little bit of Wild Dogs backstory, too.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn.
So if you're a Wild Dogs fan, this is the episode for you.
Kinda not. he still hasn't won me over yet. I do like Mr. Terrific, and I do like Ragman.
I liked him in Reaper, so he kind of already won with me. So anybody that was on Reaper is already awesome in my book. That show was great.
That's where the fuck that guy's from. He had long hair.
Yeah.
God damn it. That's why I fucking didn't recognize. I kept looking. I'm like, I fucking know you, dude. I just couldn't fucking think of it.
He's also in Old School.
Oh, he was.
For a while, yeah.
Yep. God damn. Huh. Oh, you really fucking cracked it all open right there.
I thought you knew, Jim. God damn.
Dude, no, I didn't. Kept bugging me. I was like, right.
So looking through my album catalog, I was looking at the newest album that I have. And it looks like the newest album that I have is California, which is a new album by Blink-182 with my good friend Matt Skiba replacing Tom DeLonge for their brand new outing. So we are going to review that next week. So fire up that Spotify, Big Jim, and listen to California by Blink-182, and I expect a full report on that album.
Do you have to pay for Spotify?
I do pay for Spotify. I mean, you can listen, you can find it by your own nefarious means if that's how you get your music. But
I'm sure it'll be on you. I'm sure it's on YouTube.
I'm pretty sure it is too.
Yeah, I'll just do that on there. I've heard like Myman listened to it. Josh liked it. Myman did not. So shocker. But I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. He doesn't fucking form my opinions for me. Fuck him.
Forming opinions ain't Crip at all. It's not all right, Crip. It's Crip. Not Crip, Brian.
I'll fuck you. Why don't you say Crip? I love that so much. But, So what else? What else we got?
Whatever you want, Jim. This is your time to shine.
I think fucking Braun Strowman fucking won me over tonight.
Oh, yeah?
Also, Big Show. He was fucking moving really well.
You mean
fucking
Lean Show?
Yeah, the Lean Show, yeah. He was. That match was really fucking cool, and it was fucking Braun Strowman nipping up and, like, doing that fucking, like, arm bar reversal. Chain wrestling, and then fucking nip up. I've never seen Braun Strowman like nip up. I heard him talking about it on
Talk. Yeah, he talks about that on the show, on the fucking the Jericho show.
Yeah. And it was just like, yeah.
You know what? I changed my mind. We could probably review California in a few weeks, but there's an album that I want everyone in the world to listen to because I really like this fucking band. And when I went to Riot Fest, no one would come see this band with me. And they're really good, and their front man is a huge wrestling fan, always talks about wrestling on stage. David Comes to Life by Fucked Up. Have you ever listened to Fucked Up, Jim?
I have not.
Have you heard of Fucked Up?
I think you told me about these guys.
They are a Canadian hardcore band. So lots of screaming, really awesome guitar riffs. So it's right up your alley. Not so much the pop punk. We'll get into that later on in life. But David Comes to Life, concept album about bombing fucking light bulb factories. Give this a listen, and we will expect a full review, Jim.
Okay.
So write that down. David Comes to Life by Fucked Up. The Pitchfork 2011 Album of the Year.
When I get to a pen, I will write that down.
But yeah, the Lean Show and Bronny the Strowman had a match on Raw, which I expected Shaq to run in on.
Yeah. I expected Big Show to go over on Strowman. I was kind of surprised that fucking Bronny went over on him.
Well, Bronny, one of them has a match on the pay-per-view and one doesn't.
Yeah, right, right. But I thought, because Show's got that match against Shaq, that's why I was thinking he'd win. So.
Well, Braun's wrestling the guy that's wrestling Undertaker. I forgot that match on the WrestleMania card, Undertaker-Roman Reigns.
Oh, yeah.
Wrestling the guy that's wrestling Undertaker at WrestleMania, so he's in a bigger spot right now. And he's probably not even going to lose that match because I'm betting my bottom dollar Undertaker shuts the lights down and pops up and just beats the shit out of Roman Reigns, leading to no contest.
So what do you think Braun's gonna do for WrestleMania?
He is gonna win the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal.
That's exactly what Myman and I were just talking about. I was kind of hoping not because that Battle Royal is stupid, but Braun's over going into it, so maybe it'll be less stupid, you know.
Mm.
So, but I just don't want him to end up like, because like Cesaro won it, and then Big Show won it, and then Baron Corbin won it, and it was like, who cares, you know? Even though
it was awesome when Cesaro won,
it was awesome. Didn't do anything with him. I was just gonna say it was awesome when Cesaro won it, but within the company, they were like, who cares? But you guys made this thing up. Shouldn't you kind of treat it like it's prestigious or something? Like, shouldn't the guy that won it, shouldn't you kind of push him a little bit? Like, he did just fucking pick up the Big Show with the greatest of ease out of anybody I've ever seen pick up Big Show. I still, like, don't see in my head him fucking just tossing Big Show over the ropes like he was a child. Like, with little to no help from Big Show. Just fucking, like, scooped him up and just...
Cesaro was the most over person on Bourbon Street that night.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I fucking bet.
Jim, you're coming to WrestleMania next year, right?
Ew. Oh, wait.
New Orleans.
That's right, yeah. They're going back.
Doing this. This is not negotiable. This is not, I'll think about it. This isn't Iron Maiden. This is WrestleMania in my hometown.
Yeah.
Where everybody parties on Bourbon Street, and, like, you can run into Hurricane at a titty bar.
Brother, yeah. Where, like, when they said, oh, to fucking sweep me. When they fucking said it was going to be in New Orleans, I was thinking, I was like, oh, shit. Okay, this time I'm fucking going. Because I'm going to have the money to fucking do it.
Fuck yeah.
This time I'm going to fucking go. I'll fucking meet you at Union Station, New Orleans, brother.
So meet me at Union Station, Chicago. We'll fucking ride down that fucking Amtrak together.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's even better.
Because you got to come to Chicago to get to New Orleans on Amtrak.
Oh, dude. Okay. Well, okay. Perfect. When we switched trains there, so.
Yeah, I made the trip several times in my life from Kansas City to New Orleans.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm fucking excited. I really am fucking excited for that next.
Be the best.
God, that's going to be a long fucking wait. Now that I'm fucking like jazzed up. Now I'm like fucking jazzed up for it.
It'll be AJ Styles versus Finn Balor in the main event. Calling it now.
Fuck you. That's...
Nakamura versus John Cena.
Nakamura versus Brock Lesnar.
Samoa Joe versus Brock Lesnar. Nakamura versus John Cena.
Yep. Because I really like those are the two fucking like newest people. I want to see Samoa Joe versus Brock Lesnar. And I want to see Nakamura versus Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
Like Nakamura now. Like I know you showed me that match from New Japan that they had when like. Nakamura wasn't fucking swags gay yet, you know?
Yeah, he was an MMA ninja.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I want to see that match now at a WrestleMania. Fuck, dude. That place, it might fucking get so loud, it might take the whole fucking place down.
Yeah.
Like
Katrina.
Brock and Shinsuke cause another fucking Katrina. I mean, it's not that far from the truth. Like, I believe they could fucking cause a storm when they collide. Like, it'll fucking ripple through that fucking place. Oh my God. He'll take a fucking F5 and kick out. Brock will fucking take a real stiff fucking Kinshasa. Oh God. Like, just think about it, man. Like, they're gonna beat the shit out of each other.
And it'll be Shinsuke's first WrestleMania.
Because they can both take it.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, dude. Just think about it. It makes me all fucking tingling.
Maybe AJ Styles, Seth Rollins, a match we've never seen before.
Yeah. That's... Boy. Boy.
Because with all the call-ups, I mean, Shinsuke has to get called up by then, like...
Yeah.
Time. So by that time.
Bobby Roode.
Yeah. Bobby Roode.
Imagine that Bobby Roode WrestleMania entrance. Man.
It could be pretty glorious.
Oh, God. Like, it's going to be very glorious, I bet. Indeed.
And if we get young Finsky in there.
Young Finsky.
Little Fergal Hoop.
Finsky in there. Fergie. Oh, man. Dude, WrestleMania 2 was going to be the fucking shit. What were you saying about what you mean? They wouldn't medically clear Kurt Angle.
His body's fucked up. Like
he just wrestled Alberto El Patron
in a country that doesn't fucking do medical testing on their wrestlers. He can't pass WWE's physicals. Like whether the fact that he feels that he's able to wrestle, WWE doesn't want to risk it because his body is like beat to shit. His knees are gone. His neck is a mess. Who knows what all those pills did to his heart?
What if they let him slide? I mean,
they won't let Daniel Bryan slide, who was cleared by like 10 doctors.
But it's Angle. I want Angle versus AJ Mania. Fuck you and your dream killing.
I'm sorry that I'm a realist. Hopefully, the best we can do is hope Daniel Bryan gets himself fired for saying Raw shit on Talking Smack and Wrestle Shibata in New Japan.
Oh, God damn it.
That's my dream right now, is Daniel Bryan Shibata.
Because he keeps, like, fucking talking actual smack, like, for real smack. Like, I feel like, and I think we talked about it once before, that he's trying to get intentionally fired. He's trying
to. I love that. I would love that so much. Go to Japan, Daniel Bryan. Do it. Do it. I don't care about concussions. Fuck concussions. Shibata will take care of you. Oh, that kick don't hurt that much. He kicks you in the chest, not the face. Go wrestle Ishii. Just do it. Wrestle Ishii. Ishii will be fun.
Collide your skulls together so you can hear it through the entire Tokyo Dome. Ugh, God. Like, him and Goto, Shibata and Goto, fucking Wrestle King, just fucking clunk, clunk. The fucking, like, heaviest fucking thud for both of those guys.
So, Jim, we're almost out of time, but before you go, here's a quick top five. Top five New Japan opponents for Daniel Bryan. Go.
Oh, fuck off. In any specific order?
In any specific order, but number one has to be number one.
Oh, fuck. It's like, number one, it's like, either Okada or Omega. Omega, I think, is my number one. I would love to see that.
Mm-hmm.
Okada would be my number two.
Okay.
Shibata, three. I think, Ishii would be four. Five would be Bad Luck Fale. No. God, Daniel Bryan in fucking New Japan. Who is he fucking with?
We got Naito on the table. We got Tanahashi on the table.
You said it already. Yeah. Yes. Naito. Yeah. So that's my
five. Suzuki on that table.
Oh, so my five: Omega, Okada, Shibata, Ishii, Naito.
My top five: Shibata number one, hands down. Next up, Tanahashi. Daniel Bryan and Tanahashi.
Oh my God. Yes.
New Japan style, like, personified. Tomohiro Ishii, I think they would have an awesome match. Okada and Suzuki.
Yeah. Okay. That's a good fucking list.
That's my top five opponents for Daniel Bryan in New Japan.
Some reason I didn't think about Tanahashi. That would be fucking killer. Fucking him. Oh, Daniel Bryan versus Kota Ibushi.
Yeah. Did I tell you that Okada's wrestling Tiger Mask double at the New Japan Anniversary Show?
You told me that. That's going to be awesome. That's going to be real awesome. Have you heard anything or any about like WWE track? Like, maybe, like, bringing Ibushi in for anything special? Or
what I did hear was when Kenny Omega was on the Wrestling Observer radio show, when he announced where he was going, he said, I want to do something with a friend that had an opportunity to go to WWE and didn't, and we all know who that friend is.
Oh.
Yeah.
Omega versus Ibushi.
Probably with a belt in between them or something.
Oh, 7-star match?
11 stars?
Is it possible?
Japanese video game rated S match, which is like the highest letter you can get in the Japanese video game. It's usually shiny with like a rainbow around it.
That's awesome. Like, you know what? As awesome as it would be to have weekly Kenny Omega on WWE, it's probably for the best that he's in New Japan. He can go anytime to WWE. That door is wide open for that man. Right now, it's good that he's staying, because I don't know if WWE would... I'm nervous thinking about, like, what they would fucking do with him or to him, gimmick-wise or character-wise or whatever. I don't know. You think about that shit. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Just that same thing with the Young Bucks, you know? Like, they're going to be able to go there any fucking time they want, but...
The whole point of them going to WWE or anyone going to WWE is so that you can make your money that you deserve. Like, that's really it. It's not so much you get to, like, have the best matches in the world in WWE on the biggest stage. You got to make that money. Got to get the cheddar.
Yeah.
You bust your ass all this time. Now it's time for you to get that bread, put that shit away, and then live out your life after you're done being in WWE. Maybe you wrestle some matches on the indies, but your family's taken care of, and you got that bread, you got that nest egg.
Right.
So we know tag teams are pretty like shit. Look at the Good Brothers. Even though they're tag champions, they're not a prominent role on TV because they're a tag team, and they don't give a shit about tag teams.
They're going to be soon, though. They're going to be soon if that whole... That whole thing I was talking about, fans, they'll be in a good spot.
Yeah, but even still, as a tag teams are not treated as the best in WWE.
Yeah.
So if the Young Bucks go there, they know that, like, that's probably why they're still not there, because they know, hey, they're probably going to give us some money, but they're probably not going to do shit with us. And they're still young and they want to do shit. They want to have flip matches and stuff.
Yeah.
So that's usually what's going on. What I'm wondering is, where the fuck is Kyle O'Reilly? What is he doing with his life right now? Because
Yes.
He's not in Ring of Honor.
Yeah.
He's not in WWE. Who knows the fuck's going on? Where's Kyle O'Reilly? Kyle, where you at, bro?
Hey, bring me up. Might be at the Performance Center, maybe, or just taking a little time off before he does go to the Performance Center.
Maybe.
Just to
kind
of rest his bones, because him and Adam Cole, baby, just about fucking kill each other twice, like, once last year in the fucking Wrestle Kingdom.
Yeah.
Like, that fucking match they had, like, him fucking putting that arm bar, laying in those tacks, will be fucking in my head for the rest of my life. Because it was fucking hard, fucking core.
Yeah, who knows what's going to happen with this dude? Like, where are you, Kyle O'Reilly?
Wherefore art thou, Kyle O'Reilly? Dude, how about fucking Akira Tozawa?
That actually means, like, why are you Kyle O'Reilly, by the way.
I don't know. But anyway.
Old English is not your first language, but your first beverage.
Anyway. How about Akira Tozawa just kind of like fucking killing it right off the bat, huh?
What do you think of his theme song?
I kind of like it.
Yeah. I actually heard them playing that. I was watching NWA World Championship Wrestling on the network earlier, and they played it like as bumper music. I'm like, that's Akira Tozawa's song, the Fake Kill Bill knockoff.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome. Like that fucking, like that Tina Belcher fucking, that's like the first thing I thought of was Tina when he fucking is doing that. But he also, like, because I was watching that, like, little bit he had with Brian Kendrick last week. He speaks English pretty well. And when he does, he sounds like Bruce Lee. And
that's
so, like,
racist.
I don't think it is, though, because, like, I can't help that he's Japanese. Like,
Bruce Lee's Chinese.
Whatever. I can't help that he's Asian, but he fucking sounded a little bit like Bruce Lee when he fucking talked. Yeah. I can't help that.
Whipping out the butt scratcher? What's going on, Jim? A telescopic butt scratcher? What?
Oh, you haven't seen? Oh, yeah, check this out. It looks like a fucking bear claw.
And speaking of Bruce Lee, that's the weapon from Enter the Dragon.
Yeah. But now scratching my back, not my ass.
It's a butt scratcher. Come on.
I scratch my ass with my hand because I can reach it. Okay. Like,
I got really long arms, so I can pretty much reach any point in my back. It's really awesome. Yeah, it's pretty fucking sweet.
There's some points I just can't fucking quite get to. So
yeah,
I'll either do that, or if I'm at work, I'll fucking rub my back up against the corner of the wall like a bear.
And that's a Jungle Book.
That's a shoot. But I'm looking forward to 205 tomorrow night. Akira Tozawa versus Brian Kendrick. I kind of like how they set it up tonight.
It's a little waste of time, though. They spend
it was. It really 15
minutes changing those ropes just to have a 2 second.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking. I was just like, this is like, you guys should have planned this out better. But I did kind of like the setup for it, because that just means the match tomorrow night will be fucking like off the chain.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mustafa Ali versus Noam Dar, that should be pretty decent. And Jack Gallagher versus Tony Nese is the main event. So, which I thought they said he must have just been injured, like minor injury or something.
It was a minor injury. I remember when they announced it; it was a pretty minor injury.
Yeah.
Also, before we go. I did notice on NWA World Championship Wrestling that Captain Redneck Dick Murdoch did refer to Rock and Roll Express as Punkin' Hoot, which made me laugh.
That's awesome. That was something that the Revival brought up on the Stone Cold podcast. They brought up, like, they were lobbying Triple H to get a match with the Rock and Roll Express.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, why not fucking TakeOver? Why not the weekend of fucking TakeOver and WrestleMania? They're going to the Hall of Fame. Why not have them fucking have a match against the Revival and fucking TakeOver? That would be insane. I bet they can still fucking work, as we've seen, you know.
Oh, did you watch Impact?
No, I didn't, but I saw what happened, that the Hardys teleported to Tijuana and Conan was there and they won the Mexican tag team titles.
Yeah, it was awesome.
That is all. Yeah, I'm going to.
Like, you see Conan from behind, like Steinbrenner, and a guy comes in, like the Hardys are in the Mexican arena in Tijuana. And like, we want to face your tag team champions. And like, he's like, I'll go talk to the promoter. And he's like, hey, the Hardys, he's like, Patron, the Hardys are here and they want to have a match. And he's like, well, we don't have the means to pay them, but they'll do it for free. And he's like, bring them in. And then you find out that it's Conan. It was awesome. And he's like, oh, yeah, you guys are doing this for free, right? For no money. Like, no, we don't want money. We just want glory. So he wrestled the Mexicools, which is awesome. And they had to pixelate the referee because Lucha Underground.
I heard, isn't the Mexico, is it Psychosis and Super Crazy still? Yeah. That's fucking great that they're fucking still calling themselves the Mexicools.
Well, they came out in the fucking Mexicools, like the jumpsuits and shit.
Oh my god.
Psychosis did.
Can they do that?
Why not?
I guess it's Mexico. Like, they give a shit. Like, what are we going to use?
So, well, they weren't announced on TV as the Mexicools, but they were the Mexicools. And they had to pixelate the referee because it was a referee from Lucha Underground.
Oh, really?
So they legally couldn't use him on TV.
I had heard about that.
It was hilarious.
Was it Unmasked Psychosis?
It was Unmasked Psychosis, yeah.
Okay. That's still cool. It's still Psychosis.
Yeah, he's awesome.
It's super crazy.
And then Vanguard 1 was in the back waiting on the Hardys because he's a teleporter device. He was their ride. And so he calls up all these bitches and stuff, and they have the liquor.
Conan's
like, that damn drunk drone.
I love Vanguard 1 fucking partying with bitches and getting drunk and shit.
He was like, it was a drunk drone.
Being a party animal. That's fucking hilarious. God, the fucking Hardys are just, like, the greatest thing ever. Like, just when you kind of, like, discounted them a little bit, they come up with this shit. Like, it's amazing. It's amazing. Can't wait to see where it goes. Like,
they'll fade away in glass of Vanzel that's obsolete.
Obsolete!
Yeah.
And I know, I realized fucking, his Saw Gerrera in Rogue One sounds exactly like him. Sounds exactly like Broken Matt Hardy. I heard the Hardys are having a fucking tailgate party.
So WrestleMania weekend?
WrestleMania weekend. I want them to just, like, buy tickets and go in disguise where nobody can fucking notice them. Or recognize them or anything, and just fucking like get like front row tickets, hard camera, right in the fucking opening or some shit, and just fucking like boom, guess what, motherfuckers, and they're just there, and they get escorted
like Meek Mahancho,
Meek Mahan. The whole fucking arena would lose their minds. Delete. Oh my god, dude. That would be, like, I was thinking about that the other day. That, I feel like they're at this point where they would do something like that.
Yeah.
Like, oh my god. Like, it's the day of the new.
The thing is, WWE wants them. Like,
I bet they do.
Yeah.
I bet they do, but I bet
their contract is pretty much up. Like, I don't think they resigned.
Oh god, dude. Oh. What if they showed up at WrestleMania?
Yeah, who knows, man? Or the night after.
Dog. Or the night after.
Well, they got that match with the young, the Bucks of Youth.
Oh, yeah.
The Ring of Honor that same weekend.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm just thinking about, like, them showing up the next night on Raw. They've got a fucking pile of championships from all the other companies. And they just straight up come out on TV with them and just drop them in a fucking heap in the fucking, like, out on the stage. They're fucking, like, they come out like fucking German shit. They can't, like, they're wearing them up to their fucking, like, underneath their armpits and shit. And then, like, Matt still care, and they're just, like, he fucking goes like this and it just drops in a pile. Oh, dude, I got big dreams. I got big dreams, Steve. Oh, man.
Who knows what the future holds? Mm. The Shadow knows.
The Shadow does. I do like his new Egyptian golden god thing that he's wearing.
I am a golden god.
I'm a god.
I am unchained.
I feel like I watched that episode, like, fucking six times this weekend. Kind of like...
one.
The fucking where he drives his fucking over into the lake. He's like, be gone with you. Be gone, my man. This is not a starter car. This is a finisher car. This is a transporter of gods. The golden god. I am untethered and my rage knows no bounds.
I'm a man cheetah.
I'm a man cheetah. Like this? Yeah?
I'll go get the spots. Why do you have spots?
He's got spots. Oh man. Like, I kind of feel like I want to call you Bird right now, but I feel like it's only because, like, the guys are usually around and I don't want them to do it to me first. I'm a regular chicken sandwich. Like, Frank's always making me eat the beef first, and I'd rather eat it last if I have to eat it at all.
That's our show. If you like this show, feel free to subscribe. on iTunes. Leave a review. Put 5 stars on there. That's called an iTunes 5-star review.
And if you hate us, hit that subscribe button. And it'll be like you're hate fucking us every time you listen to us. So
exactly.
Good for you.
Fuck us so hard. And put your headphones on your friends and hate rape them with our voices.
Here's the thing, though. That shit ain't crib.
That shit is not crib.
That is not.
Shout out to Myman and his brand new baby, Myman Jr.
Bruiser Brody.
Nooch.
That's my fucking Bruiser Brody, baby. Gonna run a field out of Memphis.
You can follow Jim on Twitter at Sweet Jim Reaper. He's the man. He drops all the sweet tweet knowledge. Put that shit in your brain, pussy. You can follow this show on Twitter at Rock Wrestling PC. We always have some nice little nuggets of information you can get from us. All my wise words of wisdom. You can follow Myman's Late Night Liquor tweets at Myman Fishbomb. Don't forget the show's website is rockwrestlingpodcast.podomatic.com if you want to see our beautiful web design that I came up with myself. Yes. All alone, with no help from anyone else.
Sorry, I live far away. Cool. And I can't build websites.
Yeah.
You can build websites.
Jim can turn on two things, and either of them are a woman or a computer.
You're quite good at turning me on. Oh, shit.
For Nigga Jim, my name's Tyler Black, and this has been another episode of The Rock
and Wrestling
Podcast.
Hey!
Come back next week for our review of...
Oh, shit, I forgot their names. Fucked up.
Yeah, David Comes to Life.
David Comes to Life.